After hiring the new national security advisor, John Bolton, the Trump administration made a surprise move in getting rid of the White House cybersecurity coordinator position. Some members of Congress think that's a bad idea. They're introducing a bill to install a permanent cyber coordinator and a national office for cyberspace to boot. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with the author of that bill, Rhode Island Democrat Jim Langevin, a member of the House Committee on Homeland Security.
So first and foremost, I am very disappointed in John Bolton's decision to eliminate the cybersecurity coordinator's position at the White House. I think that was a big mistake and a big step backward in better protecting the country in cyberspace. Over the years, going back to the Clinton administration, we've made steady progress through the Clinton years and George Bush's administration and President Obama's administration, even up till now, the Trump administration, moving us forward in positive steps, trying to protect the country in cyberspace and putting policies and procedures in place to do that. And this is the first time in all those administrations that now we're actually taking a concrete step backward and better protecting the country in cyberspace. We're very disappointed in John Bolton's decision, and clearly it shows how out of touch he is with what I consider to be the economic and national security challenge of the 21st century. So the bill that I've introduced, and I've introduced this before, but it's most timely right now, would basically reinstate the cybersecurity coordinator position. However, it would give it also stronger policy and budgetary authority over our cyber strategy and how we better protect the nation in cyberspace.
And I believe it also establishes some sort of commission, right? And what does that commission do?
Well, it would be a Senate-confirmed position. And as far as the commission, this would be more of a coordinating authority, basically, you know, sitting at the head of bringing everyone together to make sure that everyone is on the same page in how we move forward with our cyber strategy. So this comes out of the CSIS Commission, the Center for Strategic and International Studies Commission that I was one of the co-chairs of this commission, along with Congressman Mike McCaul, who was a bipartisan commission, that came up with a blueprint of how best to protect the country in cyberspace. It was the document that was the foundational document, if you will, for President Obama when he first came in to office, a blueprint, if you will, as to how we best protect the country in cyberspace. And one of the key provisions of that CSIS report was that there should be a director's position in the White House, Senate confirmed, with this policy and budgetary authority that I'm proposing in the act right now.
Now, at this point, the president has gotten rid of the cybersecurity position. If this bill were to pass, how can you ensure that there will be some sort of executive agency behind the creation of that position if you do get the bill passed?
Yeah, it's not just creating the position and then telling the White House to go figure it out. No, we would give it more specific authority and direction as to what his role, what his or her role and responsibility would be as the cyber director, if you will. So it would empower the position on both policy and budgetary authority, allowing the position to the director to look across the .gov space and making sure that all of our departments and agencies are doing what they need to do to live up to their responsibility to better protect their department and agency from cyber threats. It would give this position the ability to compel departments and agencies to do more if they're not doing enough. And also, it injects the cyber director into the FISMA process. There are certain FISMA requirements that have to be fulfilled, and this would inject the cyber director in that to oversee and make sure that departments and agencies are complying with their FISMA responsibilities. And by the way, why this is so important, OPM is a perfect case in point. Clearly, OPM was asleep at the switch. They didn't do enough to modernize their computer networks and did not understand the value of the data that they were responsible for protecting. A cyber director with policy and budgetary authority could see that ahead of time and say, OPM, you are in charge and responsible for protecting this valuable data. You need to encrypt it. You need to upgrade your computer systems, make sure they're modern and they're updated, and so you prevent the bad thing from happening before it happens.
Now, you've talked to a lot of Democrats, it seems, that have already signed on to this bill. Is there any chance that you have reached across the aisle or talked to anyone in the Senate side?
We are working on that right now, I expect, and I hope this will be a bipartisan bill. As I recall, it has been bipartisan in the past. We're going to, obviously, I'd like to have this as a bipartisan press, because this is not a Democrat or Republican issue. I've long believed that this position needs to be created. We're not doing enough to protect this country in cyberspace. The action that John Bolton just took to eliminate the cyber coordinator's position is a perfect case in point of how this bill is timely.
When it comes to cybersecurity in general, would you mind just kind of telling us a little bit about some of your biggest worries, especially now that the NDAA has passed? There's a lot of cybersecurity kind of issues already put into that. So what are you keeping your eye on right now?
Well, first of all, what I'm looking at is the Department of Homeland Security, making sure that it has cooperation with the department and agencies to step up their role and taking stronger actions to protect their departments and agencies against cyber threats. I'm also looking to make sure that we're doing what we can, or the department, DHS, is doing what it can to work more closely with the private sector to enhance info sharing. We passed the FISA legislation in 2015, but the information sharing has not been robust enough. If we want to better protect the country in cyberspace, we need to empower threat information sharing and encourage that to work at network speed, broadly distributed, and so that we have as much situational awareness as possible, so that when we see a threat signature, we see a virus, that we can quickly inoculate all computers from it. And that only happens when you have broad participation, most input on data sharing. And right now, it's not happening nearly comprehensively or fast enough.
Is there any sort of letter or correspondence that you're planning on writing to find out how the administration will keep its eye on cybersecurity now that this role has been eliminated?
Yeah, we're considering all options right now and showing a sending letter to the White House asking how they're going to fulfill its cyber responsibilities. And now the position has been eliminated. That's something that certainly we're considering.
Rhode Island Representative Jim Langevin speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Mossione. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsradio.com.